and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name is Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of One Life. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on the true story of the life of Nicholas Winton, a British man who helped to rescue refugee children out of Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia and get them to safety in Britain. And it tells the story both of him as a young man in the late 1930s doing the work, and then later as an older man in the 1980s as he reflects back on his work and his life. And that's the premise of the film. I was super interested in seeing this film, both because of the nature of the story as well as the cast, because Sir Anthony Hopkins is the lead. He plays the older version of Nicholas Winton, and then the younger version is played by Johnny Flynn. You have Helena Bonham Carter in the cast, who plays Nicholas's mom. You have Jonathan Pryce as well, who plays the older friend, the older version of a friend of Nicholas, who's named Martin. You just have just an incredible story. I think, you know, coming out of this film, I'm like, the one word to describe this film is moving. It's a very moving film. And like I said, the story itself is a true story of all these children, over 600 children that Nicholas and the group that he was working with was able to get out of Prague and into safety. And at one point there was mentioned in the film how those that went through concentration camps in Czechoslovakia that were children, only 200 lived. And so to hear of the work that Nicholas did, and you see just both the younger version, the gusto and the gumption to do the work, even though it seemed like a insurmountable task, and the work that he did. And then as an older man, how he reflects on it and seeing that, you know, the burden and the guilt of wanting to do so much more and not able to, but yet, you know, even just deflecting his role in it, because he was very quick to point to others and seeing what they did. But it really is like the point of the film and the title of it, One Life, is that one life can make a difference. And you know, even at one point they're talking, the group of them, about how, you know, what can ordinary people do? And I think this film shows that ordinary people can do a lot. And it's a film that I think is very poignant. Like I said, very moving. I mentioned the cast. It's a tremendous cast. And I think they did tremendous performances. I mean, obviously Sir Anthony Hopkins is Academy Award winning actor, and you know, this is another one of his great roles that he does, and he shows so much in this film. And then Johnny Flynn, just playing the younger version, I think does a great job as well. Everybody I think does a tremendous job. I think the music really much plays into the scenes that it's scored. I thought that was great. I thought the cinematography really does a great job of contrasting, because it does, the film bounces back and forth between 1938, 1939, and then 1987. And you can see the differences between, you know, 1930s, Czechoslovakia and England to then 1980s England. And just the I appreciate that the director and the cinematographer and all that and the set design and everything made it a point to show you that difference, and that you can see and feel there when you're in 30s and with the young Nicholas, or Nicky as they like to call him, versus the 1980s and how that looked. And so really just a tremendous film. It is, like I said, it's a very moving film. It's a film that, you know, I definitely would recommend seeing, because I think the message of it is so important. I think the performances are well done, and I think that, you know, it's a film that should be seen. And I know that it's an indie film of sorts, and so it's not going to get as much attention as a lot of big studio films, but I feel like that this is a film that, because of the message and because of the performances that are given in this film, I would hope that it gets more attention, because I think the story is important. I think the message is important, and it's a good film. And I would hope that people would give it a chance, give it an opportunity to watch it and see it for themselves, and really feel that movement, for lack of a better term, just to feel it. Because I think it, when you watch a film like this, it really resonates with you and it really sticks with you. And I think that's, for me, that's what a good film does, is that it resonates with you and you feel it and you relate to it and you understand it and you connect with it. And I feel like that this film does a great job of that. And I appreciate that it's a story that should be told, and I'm glad that it was, and I'm glad that the director did this job, and thankful for Sir Anthony Hopkins and Johnny Flynn and Helena Bonham Carter and Jonathan Pryce and all the cast for doing this film. And it's, like I said, it's a film that if it's playing near you, definitely check it out. And if it's not playing near you, when you get a chance to see it, whether it on streaming or PVOD or whatever, take the opportunity to see it. It is worth your 2-hour investment to watch this film. So that's my thoughts on One Life. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, just search us out, hit that subscribe button, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around and let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast. We'd really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.